Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Valentine's Day. Chucky's coming to you from D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area because it works. Visit EMP180.com and get empowered. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, February 14th, 2019. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning, Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Yo.
Jason brought in a little Valentine's bag, it looked like.
Yeah,
a lot of chocolates in there.
Yeah, just stuff I don't want in the house.
Did the wife load you up?
I know the big fatties here will eat them. No, we just got some gifts for some people, and my mom brought over candy last week. Just wanted to get it out of the house.
So it wasn't really Valentine's Day related?
No.
Just candy related.
Just,
my mom sent over cookies and candy, people just bringing stuff over.
Yeah.
Just don't need it.
My mom sent over a gift basket that arrived yesterday with a bunch of cookies.
Mm-hmm. That's your kryptonite.
Yeah, you can't help
it. It is my kryptonite. However, they all were like Valentine's Day theme. There wasn't like good old fashioned chocolate chip or chocolate peanut butter.
Disappointing.
I'm really not into like those sugary cookies that have, you know, that are in the shape of a heart with the white frosting.
Well, I like
and red
a nice
frosting.
Sugar cookie.
Oh, yeah. Sugar cookie or
anything with sugar.
Well, feeds the addiction.
Oh, you know. Anything with sugar. Yeah. My wife, you know, for the kids, has been buying these little chocolates, mostly for my 9-year-old, you know, because I guess for Valentine's Day, they still do it. The kids will write a little letter or card for each and put a little chocolate on or whatever. She's had to go and buy bags twice now because they don't make it to the kid. Because I just start pummeling the little Hershey Kisses or the little crackles.
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't.
Well, they're delicious, especially if they're bite sized. You look at it, you say, well, it's not that bad.
It won't hurt
you. Tiny.
Is there such a thing as a full size crackle? I have never seen a full size
crackle. For sure.
I think it's like finding a unicorn, but at least they used to exist. I think Crunch may have kind of put them out of business. The Nestle Crunch kind of muscled them out of the market.
I mean, usually all you see is the milk chocolate or the dark chocolate from Hershey.
Yeah, but you can find a crackle like in the assorted miniatures bag.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It comes with the special dark, the Hershey's.
Right, but I'm talking about the full size.
Yeah, they're tough to find.
The full size, usually you'll just see the Hershey's, you know, milk chocolate and dark chocolate.
I went to
a full size crackle.
Or chocolate with almonds, too. That's popular.
I went to Harris Teeter last night and I bought a couple of Valentine's Day cards. It was so packed. I went around 6 o'clock. There were so many dudes just coming in last second.
By the way,
grasping,
I would love
including
to see,
myself.
I would love to see the bottom line for is it American Greetings, Hallmark, whoever makes those cards are so expensive.
I don't even look anymore.
Just a regular run of the mill greeting card
or
Valentine's Day card.
$4?
$4 or $5 minimum.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you get a fancy one, they're $8 or $9.
Right.
For a stupid card.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a piece of paper.
Right, that they trash in about, you know, 6 hours after they read it.
What a great business model. I'm sure it'll go extinct at some point.
You know what? Send me a text today. Remind me to get Valentine's Day cards.
No, I'll be sure to do that.
Well, with everyone else.
Give me a dollar. I'll send you a text. That's my business. I'm trying to get it off the ground.
Well, all right.
The ground and running.
I just have to remind myself to go get some. I might just get one for all three of the girls. Maybe that's what I'll do.
That's the way to do it. The squeaker way.
But I'm going to have to put something.
Are you serious?
I'm going to have to put gift cards in them.
I've never heard of a guy getting one for
get
the
one.
Family.
Yeah. It's Valentine's Day just for one.
Pass it to your sister. It's her card, too.
Yeah, but for daughters, your wife could be involved in that, too.
She'll probably get her own stuff.
Oh, you guys separately get cards for one daughter?
Yeah, it gets a little pricey. I don't know what to do.
Jason, just wish them happy Valentine's Day on air, so that way you don't have to get a card.
That's a very good point.
All right, happy Valentine's Day, girls. There you go.
I've never done that.
Sure that I'll get to them.
For my daughters. I probably should have. I've never bought them Valentine's Day cards.
I actually got a balloon. And Isabella, she's not even two. She turns two in March, okay? So what I did yesterday was I knew I had to go get something for the wife. So I got the card for the wife, and then I just got a card for Isabella right there, you know, on behalf of both of us.
But I feel like they're not. My daughter's not my Valentine.
Right, right.
It's my daughter.
And I got her a little chocolate, and I got a balloon, and she was with me.
Yeah.
But well, she's not going to remember.
She doesn't know.
What did she know?
This morning, I actually set it up on the little table, so when they come downstairs for breakfast, they see the balloon.
Look at you.
See a little gift bag. Yeah, boom, ready to go.
You're doing well. I told my wife last night, I don't have anything for Valentine's Day. She said, don't worry about it. And we're good. We're good.
You've long established the no romance in the marriage.
Well, I think when you're 20-plus years in the marriage game,
yeah, I think it's okay.
You kind of get that.
I don't know. I still feel guilty. I still feel guilty if I don't get something.
It's just not an important holiday for us. It never has been. Like, birthdays. Like, her birthday's coming
up.
Well,
I don't consider
that's
it
what
a
I'm
holiday.
Feeling bad about.
Definitely not a holiday. No days off.
It's, I guess, kind of a special day. Not a holiday.
Whatever you call it.
It's a contrived, nonsensical day.
It's not
day.
An important day. Yeah.
Oh, it's not that
it's a
important.
Hallmark day.
Yeah. That's what it is.
So exactly. What did you do, Cakes?
I mean, I got my wife a few little gifts, but nothing
so
big.
There you go.
And I'm sure she'll get me like a fresh new Caps beanie or pullover or right. something along
Cakes
those
is
lines.
The easiest guy in America
I'm
to
so
buy for.
I'm so easy to buy for. I couldn't be easier.
I mean, we just had Christmas, and we went on a spending spree at Lululemon where you literally go broke.
Oh, I'm sure.
Trust me.
Do I have to go back there again?
Lululemon's walking distance from us.
Yeah.
It is a danger zone.
I feel like.
Right next to Sephora, another danger zone.
I feel like she's good. We're good. We're good. You don't need to give me anything, you know.
Yeah, I agree. But I still feel guilty.
But you still do the card. That's good.
And I'll get my daughter like Starbucks gift card or something. I'll hook her up with something.
Normally
bucks.
We would do a dinner, but I got six things on the calendar to do today. There's no time for dinner.
Hold on. Only rookies go out actually on Valentine's
Day.
You
could
you're going to go out on a Thursday night?
You could go to like a Chinese place.
I will.
You can always go for
maybe
Chinese.
Maybe you could do that.
I'll go
for Chinese.
Definitely had Chinese last
night. It's not like every single restaurant's going to be packed.
A lot of them will be. On Valentine's Day.
You can find a seat. Come on.
You can. You got to know. You got to know where to go.
Yeah, exactly. All good.
Although I got terrible news from Jason, from one of our guys. It no longer works.
Yeah, our buddy Harvey does not work for Matchbox.
Oh, really? Do the gift cards we still have work?
We should almost play funeral music.
I'm not sure about that.
Maybe because that connection.
Oh,
I know that the gift cards are going to dry up real quick.
I thought Harvey was the CEO.
I think he was.
Is he CFO?
I don't know if he was the CEO. He was pretty high up in the company, but. He wasn't the owner.
Did he go to a new restaurant?
He's going to do some consulting work.
Well, that's not good for us.
Yeah.
No, that's why I told him. That's why I sent the text to you.
His Twitter says CEO.
Yeah, well.
That's a terrible move for us.
No longer.
Well, we appreciate the dark day, Harvey, while you were there.
Yeah.
It's a nice ride.
Man, he's dead to me now.
I never met him, actually.
Unless he goes someplace else.
Then I'm psyched. Then we can rekindle our love.
Maybe he will. Yeah.
Yeah,
but Matchbox was just so convenient.
That's one of the worst texts I've gotten in a long time. Harvey no longer works.
Did you drop your phone?
I looked at it. Oh man, that's like finding somebody died.
You sent that just to EB because he cares about gift cards the most.
I know he'd be most.
You don't like gift cards. Like if you get gift cards to places that you go, they're incredible. But like I have gift cards to like some restaurants, like some hurting chain restaurant. I'm never gonna go. So they're useless.
Well, why don't we do a gift card exchange?
Gift card swap.
Yeah.
We could do that.
I mean, we are smack dab in the middle of bid season.
Are you insinuating you have some that I like? You have some kavas over there?
I don't have any kavas, but I know, like, what's that one salad place that you like? That
my daughter likes.
Is it Chopped?
Chopped, yeah.
She's a Chopped girl.
Like, I have some of those gift cards.
Right.
Or the place in Montgomery Mall. What's the name of that place?
The one right next to
we had gift cards.
Gusto.
Yeah, Gusto.
I've got a stack of those.
Yeah. Yeah, I might have
them. I've used all of them. Oh, yeah, their pizza's silly.
Sure, it's very good.
Now, I haven't had pizza in a long time, but yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's really good pizza.
We'll just do a swap.
What?
We'll just do a swap.
Yeah, I'm all about swapping, Valdez. Got no problem with that.
The old gift card swap.
Anyway, it is Valentine's Day. Jason, go out and get your cards.
Yep, I will.
What would happen if you didn't, though?
Nothing.
No. Yeah.
Zippy.
I'm not even sure my wife will remember it's Valentine's Day today. I'll try to remind her.
Well, probably because she's had to do stuff for your daughter.
For the kids. Yeah, I know. But she's so busy running around. I'm just telling you, I don't think it's registering.
It is also Open Line Thursday here on the Junkies. If you want to chime in, your chance to steer the show at 800-636-1067. 1067. You can tweet us at Junks Radio. You can text us, Tom Skirk Windows text machine, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Somebody tweeted us at Junks Radio and was predicting out of the four junkies plus three producers, total of seven, how many will get Valentine's Day buns and set the over-under at 2.5.
2.5, so I think it's a good number. It's a solid number.
If you're not even getting a card or gift, you're probably not getting Valentine's Day buns.
Don't know.
During the week is hard.
Well, you can't.
During the week is hard.
First of all, it's a prediction.
Everyone's busy.
It's a prediction, so you got to really wait till tomorrow to get your answer.
Yeah. I mean, if you went with the odds, you'd say
under.
It's under.
It's way under.
Go with the odds.
Well, the one that's never in doubt is the Wizards over, which is what we should always be betting every single night.
Well, and also
night.
I told everyone to bet the team total of whoever they play play on the road.
How did your three-game parlay on all the tankers?
Winner. All three of them lost.
I was this close to texting Valdez and put $25 on Jason's Grasper.
Nah, I wouldn't have paid you a lot. I probably would have paid you $10.
That's fine.
But I did the Raptors over 122.5. I did the team total or the over for the game.
Yep.
And I did the tankathon fade.
Very nice. Here's what we should do. We should pool all of our money, all of our disposable
money.
Got a
little lucky in the Nets-Cavs game. Went to triple OT.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
That's a DFS bonanza. I'm better I didn't load up on that game.
Well, the Nets scored 150.
We should bet against all the tanking teams.
Four-quarter game.
And bet on Wizards overs for the remainder of the season.
That's what I've been doing.
Valdez and I are thinking of going in choppity-chop on every Wizards over for the remainder of the season.
Good for you.
We're trying to figure it out.
I actually find myself watching more Wizards since they've made the trade.
Yeah, they're more
fun
to watch.
I don't expect them to end in a different spot. They're now 10 games under 500. They're running out of time to make a playoff push.
They don't play any better defensively, really, but they're better.
But they'll score and they'll give up scores.
Yeah, I mean, they were good. That game was fun to watch. I watched the whole game. And at one point, they were up 13.
Did Toronto miss a shot in the third quarter? I don't think they did.
Well, in the third quarter, we were up 13. Went to commercial, and people were like, what's going on?
Right. And then they went Pascal Siakam went
5-13 run. And it just, I mean, one of the more stunning one-quarter turnarounds I've seen.
Yeah, they didn't miss. At one point, I think Buck said that the Raptors were 15-20 from the field in the quarter.
Mm. They almost had 50 points in the quarter.
By the way, did you see who else exploded last night?
In that game?
Nope, different game.
Ooh.
Exploded.
Hold on.
Career high, 37.
There were so many games last night. It's hard to predict.
Who had 37?
Otto.
Oh, that's right. Otto had 37 for the Bulls.
Otto went nuts last night.
You are
good
correct.
Good for him.
Good for him.
It's all right. I'd rather have Jabari Parker or Bobby Portis.
Look, Otto's a good guy. Maybe he just needed that change of scenery, and the Wizards need to get out from underneath that outrageous contract, but I still pull for that guy. He's a good dude.
Well, I know Pascal Siakam had a career high.
Yes, he did. Who do the Wiz play next? Because one of those guys will probably have a career
high. What's the All-Star break?
Was that the last game?
That was the last game before the All-Star break.
Yeah. They don't play again until the 22nd.
I can't put in DFS sweats for like a week.
Oh, this is
ruining my – you just ruined my day, JP.
Do you have the shakes?
No, I'll be okay because we have the Goff to get us through at least the next few days.
Well, you've got three games tonight. So you got one more.
All right, so that's one more slate.
But the Wizards enter the All-Star break 24-34, I believe. 10 games under 500.
Yeah.
Yeah, 7-23 away from cap one. That is dreadful.
Just take the team total of the team that they play because they're just going to give up 125 a game.
They actually have missed Thomas Satoransky the last couple of games.
Yeah, and that's right because we talked to Scotty yesterday and he said he's going to be out again.
His wife's having a baby.
Is this why Randall's been starting?
Yes.
I would guess so.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't do much.
No. Well, he's an elevated like G League player.
But still,
I wouldn't expect that much.
Missed Satoransky, but they scored 120. I mean,
by the way,
enough to win.
And we're not mentioning that Kawhi didn't even play.
Right. He sat, and they scored almost 130.
Right.
It's just that in the NBA now, nobody protects the rim anymore. So if you beat your guy anywhere on the court, no one is going to step in front of it. They don't want to be posterized. Occasionally, you'll see that happen. But
there's also almost nobody in the lane anymore because
everyone's taking threes.
Everyone's outside. But nobody will step
out the
up.
Perimeter. So once you start going in,
it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if both teams are going to attempt 70 to 83s, and even if they're only hitting 30% of them, you're still going to have high-scoring games.
It gets me bitter that a team like Toronto picks Siakam at 27th overall in his draft class.
Right.
And he's blooming and developing into a pretty nice player. And whenever the Wizards are picking anywhere like, I don't know, 19, 25, 27, They get guys like Alexei Petrov.
Yeah, they don't even last.
They get guys who never contribute, who never do anything.
I don't understand. Doesn't have an eye for talent. Bottom line, doesn't have an eye for talent.
You know, point at Ernie.
Yeah.
Point your finger right at Ernie.
Well, he's got to have guys. I mean, or do they have? I mean,
they have other scouts.
I know they have scouts. Who are those dogs?
I'm pointing my finger at the head of the snake.
I understand.
Ernie Grunfeld.
Yeah, but he's getting info from guys, too. They're not helping him. They're not doing him a favor.
I'm pointing fingers at all those guys, too.
Yeah.
But the Siakams of the world are few and far
I understand
between.
That. No, I understand it's an outlier.
You find one or two of them every year. We just never do.
Yep. Phone number is 800-636-1067. It is open line Thursday if you want to chime in on the Wizards. Coming up next, Joe Flacco has a new home.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you from D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV? If you want to chime in, you can call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Lister lines at 800-636-1067. So Joe Flacco is headed to Denver to, I guess, take over the starting role as the Broncos quarterback, even though they just did this with Case Keenum a year ago.
Right.
It's amazing how... Well, first of all, I want to get Valdez's take because he's a big Flacco guy.
Yeah, any tinge of sadness from Valdez? The Flacco era officially over now?
Yeah, we had to pour one out for him yesterday.
I think we should.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing
because...
You
don't still have the Flacco sticker on your car.
No.
I know. It's
now, John Elway has been...
It's in a dumpster somewhere.
John Elway's been the GM in Denver since 2011. Now, he did go out and sign Peyton Manning, and that worked out.
That was a good one.
They went to two Super Bowls and won one of those, okay?
But and it was a gamble at the time, too, because they accused him of having the noodle arm. He didn't know how it was going to be.
But he's had a lot of swings and misses since then.
He has.
When you talk about Osweiler, Paxton Lynch, Case Keenum, Chad Kelly. You know, now he's going to go on to Flacco. We'll see if it works. But
Flacco will be solid. He's not going to be special, but he'll be solid.
I think he'll be better than Keenum.
I think he is better than Keenum, but...
For sure.
I'm sure a lot of you guys saw the side-by-side in the last couple of years. Their stats were almost identical the last couple of seasons.
The one big difference is Flacco will push the ball downfield where Keenum will not. Yeah. He's more of a check-down guy. So maybe, you know, Cortland Sutton has a big year and breaks out in year two if Flacco can stay healthy. He's still, at best, the third-best quarterback in that division. I mean, clearly behind Mahomes and Phillip Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
You got Carr behind him. Yeah, kind of in that same neighborhood. We'll see if it works out. Maybe they just are planning on playing a bunch of 17, 14 games with Fangio taking over as the head coach there.
Yeah.
And playing in some defensive brawls.
I think he's got a proven commodity. He's not a star, but he's a proven commodity. He'll handle the position. You don't have to worry about it, really, week to week. I don't hate the move.
Super Bowl MVP. I think if he has talent around him, he can thrive.
Yeah.
And who was it we had on the show? Was it Ross Tucker? He predicted Flacco going to the Skins.
Yeah, that was his big thing.
That was his big prediction.
Just because they were close.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
You can take the car service.
Anybody looks at it, they're not going to allocate money for anybody, really. It's going to be Colt.
I think they're going to have to restructure the deal.
I'm more and more convinced that Colt's going to be the guy, and they're going to draft somebody.
They're going to draft
somebody.
They're
just not going to spend a bunch of money in the free agent market. They have the guy that they think, if he can stay upright, that can lead the offense.
They have to sign a Josh Johnson type.
You might be right, but I won't be surprised if they go out and take a stab at a guy like Teddy Bridgewater.
I would be surprised because I don't think they have the money for it.
I won't. They can move money around. I mean, Bridgewater's not going to cost you a ton of money.
No, but Bridgewater would probably still cost you 10.
Maybe.
I don't think they have
I don't know what it's going to cost. I don't know how they would do it. I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to go that route.
I think what they're going to do is I don't think they're going to draft Murray because Murray's not going to be available. So they're not going to want to trade up. And I think they're going to draft somebody in the second or third round.
Can we revisit who we thought is going to be the quarterback next year? Didn't we jot that down somewhere?
We did
that last year. I'm not sure that we did that
this year.
We haven't
done that for this year.
It was last year.
It was last year.
It was before the Alex Smith trade.
Oh, okay. I predicted it was Josh McCown would be the starting quarterback for the Redskins.
Yeah. I think the starter was going to be Colt McCoy.
We could do that.
I would bet everything I have on Colt McCoy.
Yeah, starting week one, I think it probably is Colt McCoy.
That would probably be the popular choice.
That would be my choice. It would be the I don't care popular. It's who I believe will start.
Okay, well, you don't know that for a fact.
No, it's who I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
It'll be the popular choice.
Yeah.
If you want to chime in on that, who you believe will be the Redskins opening day starter.
You also didn't think they were going to make a huge trade for Alex Smith. You just don't know with this team.
Yes.
They're unpredictable.
That's who you believe. So you can call us 800-636-1067. It is open line Thursday. That is interesting to kick around. Who do you believe? I don't believe it's going to be. I think they're going to go with the rookie.
Well,
draft rookie, start a rookie.
Not in week one.
Why not?
So if they draft Daniel Jones at 15, you're going to start him week one.
Why not?
I think it's a little dance of waiting 3 weeks.
But they have a love affair with Colt. It hasn't diminished.
Because Jay Gruden wants to keep his job.
Yeah.
And he knows a better way for him to keep his job, at least in the short term, even though it's not wildly popular, is starting Colt McCoy.
I agree with that.
It's not a great option. I know it's not a great option, but it's his best option.
I've given up on the Kyler Murray thing. I love him. I would draft him, but they're not going to because he's not going to be available. So they'll draft somebody. I don't know. I don't know who that second tier of quarterbacks are. But
it'd be a Drew Lock, Daniel
ready
Jones.
To root for Will
I feel like those guys are going to go in the first round, too, though.
Well, yeah. Well, it's maybe in the
top
15. Pick.
Yeah, but maybe in the top 15. Like, I feel like there's going to be a run of quarterbacks like there always
is. I don't
is.
Think all those guys are going to be in the top 15.
Probably not all of them.
They no just get, they're I not mean, worthy, but they get overdrafted.
A good point I heard brought up by Tariq El-Bashir on Chad's show yesterday was that, look, the Broncos were at the Senior Bowl, and they saw all the quarterbacks that were going to be available, and then they basically said, we're going to make a trade for Joe Flacco.
Exactly.
So we're not crazy about
See,
Drew Lock or
a good
Daniel
point.
Jones.
The Broncos are ahead of the Skins. They're in the top 12
yeah,
in the draft.
They're 10.
And all those mock drafts before they made the Flacco trade had the Broncos taking one of those guys.
Right.
Well, now they could to groom them behind Flacco. But now they may not. They may take a defensive guy and bypass the quarterbacks, which makes another one available.
I'm willing, and I'll put it in for a dollar. That's how strong I feel about it. But I'll bet anybody. I'll make two bets.
Mm-hmm.
Murray won't be there at 15. It's the easy. That's free money.
I don't
think
you'd find one taker
for that. And
they're
going to start Colt McCoy on day one.
So I get the field. You get Colt, I get the field.
Yeah, I'll take field.
I'll take it.
Yeah, you could take.
All right, dollar.
Art Star, you could take everybody.
Can we make it more interesting? Can we make it more interesting and make it a $10 bet?
Nope.
So you feel real confident about it.
No, but I mean, that's what I think.
Pass over the bet book.
All right, put it in the book.
I honestly
You got Colt, I got everyone else on the planet.
Yeah.
Hey, Case Keenum may be available.
Everyone else on the planet's not available. They don't have the money for Case Keenum.
Okay, but I still have a shot at a rookie.
You have a shot at a rookie.
By the way, Case Keenum basically equals Colt McCoy.
Exactly.
He may be a shade better.
So why spend $8 million more on somebody who's the same guy?
Well, yeah, I agree.
Colt would
He's
die
more prolific
for Case Keenum's year 2 years ago.
You're right.
Agreed.
You're right. But if Colt had that opportunity.
Kirk Cousins would. Because he took him all the way right to the championship game.
I also don't believe that Jay Gruden has that much power where he can go up and tell Bruce and Dan, I'm starting Colt McCoy. Don't make any trades for anybody. Don't draft anybody.
Jason, here's the thing.
I'm starting my guy.
If they didn't have the Alex Smith.
Because he didn't really want Cousins anyway.
If they didn't have the Alex Smith contract weighing on him, I would be 100% behind you. But it's just too prohibitive.
It's definitely a hurdle. It's definitely a hurdle. I get it. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Simply a financial thing. It's not because Colt's good or anything like that. It's just because they're in a bind.
All right, we'll
they're
see.
Effed.
All right, let's take some calls.
I got to find the mouse.
It is an open line Thursday, people.
It certainly is.
I don't know if you guys know that.
800-636-1067 is the phone number.
Let's go to Eddie in Centerville. Hey, Eddie, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to put my two dimes in here. Honestly,
your 2 cents.
I agree. Right. Well, okay. I agree with EB saying that it should be Colt McCoy, but at the same time, if we're going to look for someone in the free agency, why not put in Tyrod Taylor? If you guys want like
the same
someone
guy,
fast.
The same. They
that's what I mean. Same with with Murray. You know what I mean? I mean, he's always like 10, 15 years older than him. But if you want someone like Murray, you're not going to get. Why don't you go for Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah, I don't know.
Taylor stinks.
Yeah, he's mad.
Did you watch
mad.
Him with Cleveland? They wanted to actually play him several games. They couldn't get Baker in fast enough.
Look, you know what Tyrod Taylor is? He's a career backup, and there's no shame in that.
Right.
He is a backup in the NFL. He should not be a starter.
No one's going to trade for him and say he should be starting week one. If you do, you're punting.
He has one Pro Bowl appearance.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many guys stepped down that year in the Pro Bowl?
I'm just saying.
Hey, look. He's not the worst quarterback in the league, but there's nothing about him that would make you want to trade
for
him.
His big thing is he doesn't turn the ball over.
He can get you to the huddle. I mean, and he can get you to the line of scrimmage. He can call the play, and he can execute it. That's about
true, but he's not going to cost you a lot of money. I'd rather have Tyrod as my backup to Colt than Josh Johnson.
That's fair.
Absolutely.
But even Tyrod,
money's right.
But even Tyrod, I'm going to guess $6 million minimum.
That's pretty much the market for
they're
like
paying
backups.
Colt three. They don't have money.
I wouldn't pay him $6 million, but maybe that is the market.
Yeah. Let's go.
Is Chase Daniel still making an absurd amount of money to be a backup in the NFL?
I don't think so.
Or did that ship sail at this point?
You got to look up his contract.
I'm going to check him.
Look up his contract details.
It's going to anger me when I see it.
Yeah. Let's go to, let me see. Let's go to Steve in Richmond. Steve, what's up?
Not much, sir. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Good. What's up, man?
Doing well.
I'll tell you, the best thing that I would do, I'd go with Colt McCoy as starter. I'd go with Josh Johnson as his backup. And then I'd get the quarterback out of the trade. Out of the draft.
Right. And I think that's what they'll do.
That's the conventional wisdom.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
They won't have to spend a whole lot.
Right.
You got a great radio voice. Yeah. Hey, I would just say, you can always expect the unexpected with this team.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, there's some maneuvering they can do, but I think they reported yesterday that that right now they have about $17 million to sign free agents and rookies.
Yeah.
Now they're still going to cut Zach Thomas, I think, and there's still going to be some guys. Or Zach Brown.
Zach Brown.
There's still going to be some guys that they're going to release.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, might do something with Josh Norman.
I see Chase
Daniel 2 years, $10 million, $7 million guaranteed.
That's the market for a Nubs backup quarterback.
Yeah,
$5 million for backups.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Let's go to Steven in Gainesville. Steven, good morning. You're on with the Junks. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Just how you guys doing today?
What's up,
man? Doing great.
Hey. You see, we're definitely in this season talking about McCoy and Tyrod Taylor. So you can have Tyrod as a Cleveland Browns fan. But I was driving through today in Virginia, and on the death crawl of 26, had an idea for a bit season going towards March Madness.
For bit so, season, okay.
So how about this? Go over the past 20 years as far as your radio career, have a bracket as far as the best segments from the past 20 years. It can be like a 32 or a 16 bit or a 16 segment bit, whatever. And every day have a different matchup and have, fans vote online on Facebook, something like that.
Lot going on there.
I mean, it's not a horrible idea, but the producers
it's a lot of work.
And the other thing is, for our 20th anniversary,
it's kind of like that.
A throwback clip every week.
Yeah.
Which was a hit.
And I think we even continued it for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I don't hate it,
but it's a lot.
I mean, you can't play the whole segment every show. Maybe you could play a few snippets from it.
Right.
It's not the worst idea I've ever heard.
It's a terrible idea.
It would be a lot of work
for the producers.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just stress that.
Yeah.
Something that needs to get sponsored. If there's a sponsor behind something in radio... Then things happen. If there's no sponsor behind it, things don't happen.
If it's a big enough sponsor, we'll do it every day.
Right.
We'll do anything with a sponsor behind it.
Some people probably wonder what happened to Ambitious Best Bet of the Day. The sponsorship ran out.
Exactly.
The sponsor comes back.
You're not getting freebies.
Gives you his best bet.
That's right.
Let's go to, is it Miko? Miko, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
How are you guys doing,
hey,
man?
What's up?
Doing great.
Great. There is a kid, local guy, out of Ashburn, went to Penn State.
Nuh-uh.
Trace McSorley. No one is talking about him.
Never heard of him.
We've never talked about him.
Never talked about him.
I guess I don't listen to the show that much.
You don't. Here's the thing about Trace.
Trace McSorley Central.
Trace is awesome. I mean, he's competitive. He had an unbelievable college career. The problem with Trace is his size. Now, some say, all right, well, Kyler Murray's smaller. But, you know, Trace and Kyler, Kyler's a much faster player, and Kyler was a more established college quarterback.
Appears to have a stronger arm as well.
Yeah, he does. Hopefully Trace really plays well at the combine, which is, you know, next couple weeks. Been training down in Florida, and I'm just hoping he's a – I'd love him to be drafted in the fourth round. I'm guessing he's probably going to be somewhere in the fifth, sixth. I'm hoping. But I love the kid.
I would love him as it from a gamer perspective.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So, like as a backup quarterback, I think he could be a 10-year backup.
Yeah,
with some spot starts.
Yep.
So I like him in that role because I just think he's just as tough as anybody in college football.
I just want him to get drafted, drafted, and then you can kind of maneuver from there.
All right, it is open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. You can give us a call on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines at 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
By the way, JP, I hope you put it in the vet book that I'm not saying they're not going to sign like a Josh McCown or anybody.
I'm just saying
the Colts going to be the week one starter. Yes. That's my bet.
It's the exact language there.
Yeah.
You can check it, double check. It's in the bet book.
Not even worth it, but I just want to make sure you had it in there.
Yeah, it's a $1 bet.
It's a dollar.
That's what I have to clear.
No, he doesn't care about the money. He just wants to say he was right.
I know. I understand. Correct. Need clarification.
By the way,
times.
I got to thank the good people at Crop Metcalf.
Yes.
Of course you do. They're my guys.
They came out to the house yesterday. I had a real bad issue with my sink, one of the sinks in my bathroom, and it was clogged up. I tried this. My wife ordered some, like, I don't know, 2-foot piece off of Amazon to try and snake it out.
Oh, really?
It wasn't working. Drano's a big scam. Drano never works.
Drano works for us in the shower.
It works sometimes.
It gets the hair.
It's crap.
Always
anyway,
works.
So Crop came out. My buddy Jamel came out from
Jamel.
Crop.
Okay, good.
He brought this thing, this snake. Mm-hmm. It was like a 25-foot snake. He said he went down 15 feet.
It's right. Unbelievable.
What was it?
It was hair.
Yeah.
It was my wife's hair, my daughter's hair.
It was
hair.
In your shower?
No, it was in my sink. It was unbelievable how much hair was in that thing.
Yeah.
I would have never gotten it out. And the water wouldn't drain. It smelled. My bathroom smelled awful. Anyway, so he went down 15 feet to get all this hair, pulled it out. And it's all good.
He's an American hero, Jamel.
He saved the day.
Good for him. Tip. Give him a golf shirt.
Gave him $25.
Definitely give him a tip. A tip for
He looked at me and goes, what are you doing? I said, I always take care of people.
Right.
He goes, I'm just doing my job. I go, you going to accept it? He goes, oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, of course he is.
So thank you, Jamel. Thank you, Crop Metcalf, for coming out.
Very good.
You don't have a stack of your old Puma golf shirts that you hand out instead of money?
I didn't have one. If he was a smaller dude, it wouldn't fit him.
Some cash is going to come in handy here.
Listen, I'm a huge Crop guy. You know that, right?
I've been
doing work with them for a long, long time. Love them. But Drano works for us in the shower. It's worked for 10 years.
Well, like, it wouldn't have worked with as much hair as I had.
Might not. You might have had, I mean, it sounded like you had 10 years worth. Yeah. But the water won't go down. About every, once a year maybe, it'll just get to a point where all of a sudden in the shower it's just pooling. And you just buy some Drano, put it in there twice, boom.
Well, maybe I should just, I think I've got to do a better job of snaking it myself every year or so.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get to that point.
Maybe.
But man. It was awful.
Well, snaking is so gross.
I couldn't believe
anybody snake a toilet.
He probably should come over and do that too.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't even want to know what's down there. But
you got three women in the house. It's a lot of hair.
It's a lot of hair.
A lot of hair.
And she was blaming me. My wife was blaming me. She said because I shave so much.
Yeah.
Those little things.
Right. By the way, I shave in the shower. I might touch up in the sink, but I shave in the shower.
Really?
It wasn't my hair. It was her hair.
You have a mirror in the shower? Big long hair. Did you see it?
Long. Yeah.
Big strands.
Hair is about this big.
Yeah. Gross.
And it smelled terrible, dude.
So gross.
When you shave in the shower, do you have a mirror?
Nah, I just do it by feel.
Hmm.
I do that too.
And then I'd touch up in the mirror. You know,
Up in the mirror. Got it. The nooks and crannies. I go to nooks and crannies first, under the nose. And in here, then you do the big stuff.
You definitely haven't done it for a while.
No. And then you go to the mirror and hook it.
Got it.
The last few.
And you definitely haven't done it for a while.
I hate shavings. Well, it's been documented.
This is the
time. You got the neck beard going.
Neck beard. Yeah.
That's when you know Cakes hasn't been to the barber, because the barber, he cleans it
nice
up,
trim.
Has perfect lines.
My man Jonathan hooks
it. Right now, Cakes has that hair coming right out of the t-shirt.
Jonathan is my personal stylist. He's a good dude.
This is the time of year where I'm bathing in the jacuzzi tub every day. I got all the salts and liquids and all the stuff you put in there.
So you don't
lotions.
Do any romance for
we
the
were
wife.
Supposed to go to
what?
Jacuzzi.
You don't do any romance for the wife, but you do it for yourself.
We were supposed to go to jacuzzi.
I spoil myself for sure.
All right, let's go to the phones. Open line Thursday. Your chance to steal the show at 800-636-1067. You can certainly chime in on the Redskins, the Joe Flacco news. People were grasping that Joe Flacco was going to come to the Redskins. It really wasn't realistic, but that made us think about who do you think or who do you want to be the week one starter? You can give us your take on that.
Who do
the
we
Wizards.
Want? That's a different question.
Yeah, that's a different animal.
Totally different.
No, no. Yeah, that's, the question is, what's your prediction?
Yeah, yeah.
And the Wizards, we talked about, they fell to 10 games under 500 heading into the All-Star break. The playoff possibilities are slimmer and slimmer each day.
Again, it enrages me that people are talking about playoffs with the Wizards.
They're not good enough.
They're not making the playoffs.
We went through the math yesterday. You said they had to get to 40 wins. That means
that's what I think.
That means now, after last night's loss, they got to go 16-8. That ain't happening.
They can't win games on the road. If you can't win a few games on the road, you're not going to make the playoffs. Hmm.
What are the teams that are tanking? Jason's dubbed them the tankathon teams.
Yep.
What are their road records compared to ours? They're worse. I guess they have to be.
Oh, much
I mean,
worse.
Some of those teams have 10 or 11 wins, so they have to be worse.
Because Phoenix has 11 wins. Knicks have, what, 10?
So we only have 7, though. So do they have, like, 3 or 4
Knicks,
road
Knicks,
wins?
The Knicks on the road are 6-24.
All right, so they're the same as us.
Yeah, they're right there.
Same as us. We have 7.
Washington 7-23, yeah.
Yeah, they have the same record.
Well, the Cavs are 5-24, and the Suns are 4-26.
Yeah. So we really only have 3 more than the worst.
Correct.
Yeah,
that's the
company we're keeping.
It looks like, just, you know, first glance, they're one of the 5 worst road teams. Yeah,
yeah. And that means at home, where do they rank it? They got to be top
17 and 11 at home.
They got to be top 15, above middle of the pack or better at home.
Yeah, probably middle of the pack, maybe a little bit below.
It's crazy. They're a totally different team. Let's go to Robert. Clinton. Robert,
good morning,
what's
gentlemen.
Up, man? How
hey,
are you?
Hello,
up?
Robert.
Look, man, I'm a master plumber, and I'm going to tell you the secret is called Mule Kick. You pour Mule Kick down your drain. Now, you can only get this at the plumbing supply house. You cannot pour it in water, but you pour Mule Kick in your drains. This stuff is sulfuric acid. Will burn anything out of there.
So it'll just break up the hair, clumps of hair?
If your pipes are weak, it'll go straight through them.
Oh, okay.
It's that strong. You
cannot pour it in water, but it's called Mule Kick, and it is some potent stuff. That's what we use.
All right, let me ask you
this.
The
reason I called you is we're talking about this quarterback.
Well, hold on.
Slow down.
Slow down, buddy.
You opened up a can of worms.
I got more questions.
Yeah. I want to ask you about the Drano. The Drano works for me. Now, sure, it's not. I understand it's not as powerful as the Mule Kick, but what's in the Drano?
It's the plumber. A plumber made Drano so he can come in and get a service call to come clean the mess out because it don't do nothing. It's like there's
not
little
true.
Sticks.
It just works for me. All I can tell you is it works.
It's always worked for me, too.
You're not answering the question. What does it do? What's it made of?
I think it's a marketing scam.
It's just junk. It's no good. It ain't going to do nothing. If you get a serious clog,
that's false.
You don't want to pour anything in there.
It works.
You put it in there. You wait a half an hour. Go with the hot water, and then all of a sudden, it's flowing right down the drain.
For very minor situations, it probably works.
Minor? If the water's pooling and not going down, I don't know if that's... It works.
The plumber just told you it's crap.
He doesn't. He wants to push his Mule Kick.
Yeah, he must have a stake
in the company.
He
wants to destroy the pipes. I know.
He owns the company. I'm convinced of it.
Yeah.
All right. What's your question about the QB?
Look, the QB deal. Let history be your guide here, guys. The Super Bowl. We've had 53 Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. In all 53 of these Super Bowls, have you ever seen a running quarterback win that Super Bowl, the read option quarterback win the Super Bowl? No. The pocket passers win the Super Bowl. Look at the national championship game. The pocket passer won the championship game. The read option, the running quarterback, is an inferior quarterback. It's an old thing that's been going on for years, but it stands true this day. You want to talk about Tyrod Taylor and all these guys? They're inferior. They're a waste of time.
By the way, do you, remember, the pocket passer. Do you remember 2 years ago when Deshaun Watson won it? Now, he can pass out of the pocket, but he runs a lot of read option, too.
What was he playing against?
Deshaun Watson wasn't your typical read option.
Wasn't he playing against Alabama?
Yeah, but
another inferior quarterback that couldn't throw the ball. He could not get a first down. Jalen Hurts could not get a first down in that game.
That is true.
He ran his defense into the ground. I think Clemson ran 92 plays against Alabama's defense. Wore them out. The running quarterback is an inferior quarterback. Period.
Thank you, Robert.
Right, you're not going to move sodium him off this position.
Hypochlorite is the basic ingredient in laundry bleach and mold and mildew stain removers.
In
Drano? I looked up what's in liquid Drano gel.
Okay. All right. Well, look, it works for you. It didn't work for me.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well,
you
had 15 years of it.
Had
Is that the first time it had been
snaked?
Since you've been, since you've lived there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cakes, have you ever had your drain snaked?
Not that I can recall. Sounds like a nasty affair.
I don't
affair.
Know why mine was so much worse. And you guys all have daughters and wives. Yeah. I don't know why mine was so much worse.
Don't know.
Do they have longer hair? Well, I guess all kids these days have long hair.
Yeah, I mean, hair is hair.
Yeah. Let's go to...
They definitely have long hair.
Yeah.
Let's go to Frank in Arlington. Frank, what's up?
Top of the morning, brothers. How are you all?
Hey,
Frank.
Good.
What's going on?
Big fan of the show.
Thanks, man.
First thing I want to say is I'm sorely disappointed as a native of D.C., PG County. I currently live in Virginia. I wanted Flacco, and I was hoping that somebody in the organization would be smart enough to get him.
They just—they probably would have wanted him, but they're just hamstrung.
I mean, isn't he due like 18 to 20 million over the next two seasons? It's just not going to work.
They said they're probably going to restructure the contract.
Okay.
And then also you have to figure out what Denver gave up.
Gave a fourth round pick.
Right. So do you really want to part with a fourth round pick?
I would for Joe. Sure.
I would have too.
Sure.
And you know, on my last point, y'all real disrespectful about Tyrod. Now, y'all not as disrespectful as Robert, the last caller.
Right.
Tyrod Taylor, how on any place in earth is Tyrod going to back up Colt McCoy when Tyrod historically has twice as many touchdowns to less interceptions and twice as many passing yards? Now, I'm not saying that Tyrod is about to go out here and be the next RG3 in his rookie class or any of that stuff, but to even infer that he would be a backup to Colt McCoy, man.
The only thing, I don't know if he would be he might start. I'm just saying that Jay really likes Colt. So
I think they're equivalent.
So Tyrod would really have to impress Jay Gruden to supplant him.
Equivalent? And Tyrod twice as many touchdowns and twice as many passes.
He's played more.
He's definitely had more opportunities, no doubt.
I mean, he's played more. That's all. It's not disrespectful to him. I think he's an NFL caliber quarterback. There's no question, but I don't think there's anything special about him.
I think both of those guys max out pretty much as pretty good backups in the NFL.
Yeah.
Colt McCoy is perfectly
cast starters.
As a good backup, and if your starter goes down, you need him for two or three games,
right.
That's what he's perfectly cast
for. The problem
is
Colt right now is penciled to be your 16-game starter.
Right.
And he can't survive 16 games.
Which makes you kind of think that it's a thinly veiled tank for 2019,
which I agree for the Redskins. I agree.
All right, if you want to chime in on an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. We are the Junkies. Coming right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.